It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Pope Family Dental. Pope Family Dental, your family dentist, just around the corner at Centennial Beach on Jackson Avenue in downtown Naperville. Pope Family Dental has been providing gentle dentistry for 15 years and accepts most dental insurances. Pope Family Dental is veteran-owned and veteran-friendly, and this November, they are celebrating Veterans Day all month with a 20% discount to those veterans without dental insurance. That's Pope Family Dental, a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Now through November 23rd, help DuPage Credit Union feed our hungry neighbors when you donate food items at any one of their convenient branch offices. Groceries collected during the community food drive will be donated to the Northern Illinois Food Bank and used to help support local shelters, soup kitchens, and other charitable organizations. Stop by a branch office or visit DuPageCU.com for a list of items needed. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by JW Rural Landscaping. JW Rural Landscaping can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim and his team use their years of experience, knowledge of plants, and formal training to complete your desired outcome. Whether it's a large project or a fairy garden, you will notice the difference. Belgio's Catering, they put the special in special events, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Steeple Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse in downtown Naperville, featuring delicious mouth-watering steaks and tasty sides along with that Dolly Teeny. Bobby Brown's Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Naper Settlement, Mad Landscaping, let them take care of all your fall cleanup. Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville, and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. And the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Hop aboard the Naperville Trolley for beautiful weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bachelorette parties, holiday light tours, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
All right, thank you, James. Thanks for that. Good way to start off the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, you know I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. Sometimes we go a little over. That's okay. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, everybody, where every week, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I also welcome your calls. I'm going to try to take calls today. It's a beautiful November day. And in the studio with me now, live in the studio, is my doggy, Rudy. Today was milk day, so he woke me up early, my lovely Rudy, barking like crazy at the milkman. Thanks, Smitty, for the milk. That's my thing. I got to do a shout-out to him. When I moved into my new house, I had a housewarming party, a little one, and Smitty, he gave me, I think it might be a lifetime supply of milk. Right, Smitty? Is that a lifetime? Isn't that what you gave me, a lifetime gift of milk? Oberweis Dairy Milk. Oh, my God. There we go. I'm doing a shout-out to Oberweis, and they're not even a sponsor, but they do make some pretty good milk. So, anyway, we had a great morning, me and Rudy, getting the kids off to school. And so that was my wake-up call this morning. And maybe you've seen my Facebook posts this morning. There's been a lot of them because the caffeine has really today's caffeine, coffee mug, it's just really been kind of an express. Let me just put it that way. I'm getting a lot of things done this morning. Woo, it was pretty strong. But so it'll be a really exciting show today, that's for sure. We got a lot of good guests. And as I was saying, I welcome your calls. So call me and tell me some good news. I want to hear the good word. What's the good word out there? The number to call is 347-945-7215. Lots of good guests today. But first, before we get to that, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, and indeed it is a good show. I have a little treat here. One of my favorite songs I want to share with you. And there's a reason for this.
Watch your all-time high, you're good as it gets. Your hands down best ever make up sex. Watch your guilty pleasure, your old go-to. Well, if you asked me, mine would be you. Watch your worst hangover, your best night yet.
It's going to be a while before he gets to the refrain. But you know that voice is, a lot of you recognize it. That's the man. He won big time last night. A couple weeks ago we had. Here we go. Here it's coming. Let me just listen. Listen, everybody.
Mine would be you. Sun kiss shining back.
Everybody, did you know that his album, based on a true story, won Album of the Year last night at the CMAs? Amazing. Of course he won. The man is king right now. You know I love country, but I was just so thrilled last night with him winning Album of the Year. And that is one of my favorite songs. The song is called Mine Would Be You. I sound like I'm back in my college radio days spinning albums. But I'm just so thrilled. That's one of my favorite songs. I just wanted to share that with you. One of my favorites. I posted something on Facebook today, and I asked everybody to post your favorites. I'm getting some pretty cool responses, so keep them coming. I love that. Check it out. Mine Would Be You. A couple weeks ago, we had Travis Thrasher on the show. He co-wrote the book with Blake Shelton's mom, Dorothy Shackelford, Time for Me to Come Home. That book is just being released next week. So check it out, and it's a great book. I actually was thrilled. They sent me an advance copy, and I read it. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. So check that out. Anyway, hats off to Blake Shelton. And I'm in the studio this morning with my buddy dog, Rudy. Beth is not here. Beth, many of you know, is my producer. She's not here. She went to back to Pittsburgh to visit her brother and take care of things there. So it's been a really exciting week here. How about those Bears? Monday night, I don't know about you, but that was it for me. That is like the Super Bowl right there. I could finish the season right there. I was thrilled, but I'm glad it's there's another game Sunday. Anybody heading to the Bears game Sunday? I'm going. If you're tailgating, send me a Facebook message. Let me know where you're going to be. I've already posted something on Facebook, and a lot of you are in the South lot. I will be there. You know it. So I'll be looking for all of you, and I will bring the eggs. That's all I'm committing to. I will bring the eggs. I can handle that on the train ride down. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know it's been a good week, and I hope you all have had a good week so far. We still have one more day to go, but, you know, it's Thursday. The weekend is tomorrow. It starts tomorrow, so it's a good thing. And give us a call. I don't have anything to give away for free except mugs, and I've got some tickets here for the toy show, but I think I'm going to wait and give those out next week as we get closer to Christmas. I should mention, last Friday, Toys for Tots, the Toys for Tots event that we sponsored, Nicole Comis, shout out to the Stiletto Group and United Home Loans. Thank you so much for sponsoring and putting together a wonderful, I don't know, I've been telling everybody, it's just been a lovely event. It was a lovely event. Great turnout. Everybody brought tons of toys, fun dancing, great food, and the Lyle Hilton Naperville did a great job hosting this for us, and I can't say enough great things about it. I just can't wait for next year. So if you missed it, definitely keep it in your, put it in the calendar for next year. We don't have a date yet, but we will let you know as soon as that comes up, for sure. I also want to point out that in a couple weeks, I'm going to be running. Yeah, I'm a runner. No, I'm not really a runner. I'm going to try this. I'm not a runner. I'm not a big fan of running. I was so excited a few years ago. I started running, and I wanted to be a part of those runner groups, you know, the camaraderie and the bonding and that great sense of accomplishment. So I started running, and about a month into it, my knees were killing me. Blame it on the five kids. Blame everything on the kids. No, I'm just kidding. I love my children. But I don't think that, you know, I like to wear heels. So I don't think a girl who wears heels all day long, every day, and then putting on gym shoes and running is a good thing. So I stopped running, but I power walk and, you know, lift weights, and I try to do other things. And you could stay fit that way. Not everybody has to run. Okay, geez, I'm going off in so many different directions this morning. But before I get carried away here, the Snowflake Shuffle, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Snowflake Shuffle, and I'm going to run this or walk it, whatever. I would love for you to join me. It's a great, great event. We're going to talk with a representative from Tri-City Family Services, and this is the not-for-profit that the Snowflake Shuffle benefits. It's going to be December 7th, and I'd love for you all to join me in being a part of this fun event and to support Tri-City Family Services, and we're going to have a representative on very soon, later in the show. That made a lot of sense. Very soon, later in the show. Well, you know, my show goes, it just flies by. So I hope that you will think about registering and walking or running with me. Maybe I'll do a combination of both. But that date is December 7th, so check that out. Right now, I've got Blake playing in the background. I better turn him off. Right now, I have one of our terrific sponsors, DuPage Credit Union, is just an incredible company union. They do so many charitable things, and we are just so thrilled to be associated with them. Right now, Vice President of DuPage Credit Union, Amy Bryant, is on the line. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
Good. Very good.
Well, as I was telling everybody, you guys are always doing good things in the community, and you've got another good thing. And so I invited you back on the show to tell us about the community food drive that you're hosting.
Yes, we just started November 1st collecting food items for, as you said, the Northern Illinois Food Bank, which feeds into about 600 different local pantries, soup kitchens, et cetera. So we are collecting items through November 23rd, not only at our four branch locations, but we have seven other locations that have partnered with us throughout the community where you can drop off items as well. So we're excited about that.
That's very nice about those seven other community groups that are helping you out. Now, where are those? Let's plug away.
It is. Well, we've got the Western DuPage Special Rec Association, which is in Carroll Stream. We have Wheaton Park District, the Village of Willowbrook, SACID, which is in Naperville, Bloomingdale School District 13, and we have Community School District 93, which is also in Bloomingdale, and then our friends at REMAX of Naperville. So we have boxes at all those locations, and like I said, it's going through November 23rd, and then we're hoping to have a huge drop-off at the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I have to say, I know those folks over at REMAX of Naperville, and that's right around the corner from my house. So if you're over in that direction, text me or message me on Facebook. Let me know you're going over there. Those are some good folks over there, REMAX of Naperville. And say a shout-out to the Strahl team out there, new Strahl team out there. So we'll do a shout-out to them, friends of mine over there. So tell us, this is going to go until November 23rd. This is the perfect time of year to do this because you don't want anybody to go hungry, especially during the month of November. It's Thanksgiving. Can people donate turkeys? Are you also looking for turkeys?
Well, they want non-perishable food items. However, I know as part of the food bank, you can also donate, make a donation online. And I believe a $30 donation feeds a family of eight for Thanksgiving. So there is another
$30?
Option.
$30? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think you could feed my children under $30. I'm teasing. That is
so
fantastic.
So they do that as well.
That's great that you're doing this. Well, now, do you have any other things that you guys are planning for December or January? You wanna pitch your plug here?
Yeah. Maybe? Well, actually, what we're doing at the same time right now is we have adopted a platoon in Afghanistan. So we have committed to stuffing 100 stockings with all the different little things that, you know, we probably take for granted, but they would just love to have, like candy and socks and hot chocolate. So we will be collecting monetary donations in our branch offices as well to help us fund filling those stockings.
Oh, my goodness. I love that idea. I love that. I'm going to be helping you. We're going to be stuffing stockings for you, too.
Okay.
Count on us, for sure.
Awesome.
That's a great, great thing. And you guys, again, I love having you as a sponsor because I know, and many of our sponsors do this, they contribute to the community. Not only are they employing people in the community and working hard in what they do, but, you know, they're always thinking about everybody else. And that's what makes you guys so special. So thanks for all that you do. Amy Bryant with DuPage Credit Union. Check them out, DuPage Credit. Wait, it's DuPageCU.com. Got it, Amy.
Yeah. You got it.
Thanks so much being on the show this month, and you're always welcome to come back on, Amy. And good luck with the community food drive. And please, those of you listening, please come out and support this community food drive. As we said, you can stop by REMAX of Naperville, some of the school district, Carroll Stream School District, and any branch office from DuPage Credit Union. Check them out, too. Thanks again, Amy.
Okay. Thanks, Dolly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Who do we have up next? Well, I'm waiting on a call from one guest, but we're going to just jump a little bit here because he hasn't called in yet. We're going to jump just a little bit. And I'm really excited about this because you know I'm a huge, huge Bears fan, but I'm also as equally passionate about my NIU Huskies. You know, I went to NIU, through their journalism school, have lots of great memories there, but going to those football games at NIU back in the day, before it became this mega house, there were these little bleachers and that wasn't that long ago. Let me just say that. It wasn't that long ago, but on the visitor side, there were little bleachers. Now they have this massive stadium, which it's just awesome to see. And so I'm a proud Husky. Next Wednesday night, NIU's matchup with Ball State, that's going to be televised. Do you all know that? On ESPN? It's going to be a great game, and it's a special game because they're having a salute. They're going to be honoring past and present members of the military as well as fire, police, and other first responders. NIU players will be wearing one-of-a-kind black jerseys featuring stars on one shoulder and then stripes on another. The word heroes will be on the back of every jersey. Let's see what else they have. Huskies helmets will have decals on them with stars and stripes and the letters NIU within the logo. All the jerseys will be worn by the NIU Huskies, and then they're going to be auctioned off to benefit a charitable group. Have you ever heard of this group? It's called Active Heroes, and it's a charity that supports veterans and active duty military and their families, and they provide programs to help combat PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's something that, it's now our country is becoming more and more familiar with this, and it's great to have these groups, these charitable groups that are supporting this. NIU's head coach, Rod Carey, is a big supporter of this, and as you know, NIU is just doing an incredible job with the team, but he's also a great man, and he supports the Active Heroes charitable group. And I'm so proud to have on the show this morning the founder and the president of Active Heroes, Troy Yoakum. Hi, Troy. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's me, Dolly McCarthy.
So very nice to meet you over the radio. I think it's an amazing broadcast. We're just so proud to be, here for this radio interview as well, but also so proud to work with NIU to honor our military families.
Oh, yes. It's it's really great to have you a part of that. NIU does so much in the community, not just for the students, and but they branch out, and it's such a great lesson for the students to learn about this and continue what everybody else does. And that's something we have to teach our students and our kids, that we have to take care of our military and be a part and support your groups and the countless others that are out there. But, you know, let's start with you, Troy. You began this this all began because you had a major event that had a profound impact on your life. Tell us how you started this.
Yes, we're one of those military families ourselves that dealt with PTSD in our family and suicide in our family. So it really hit home for me for years, where my grandfather was a World War II veteran, and he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder for 40 years before he took his own life. And obviously he lost his battle with PTSD. It really just destroyed my family emotionally. And I grew up, and I was really young at the time when it happened. I was born in 79. He committed suicide in 1980. And he grew up not really understanding, you know, why my grandfather would take his own life. My uncle is a Vietnam veteran, so he struggled for years as well. He's actually doing very well these days. We communicate often. And then I deployed to Iraq in my military career. I served 8 years with the Army. And at which point my battle buddy,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. At which point, once I ended my career, my battle buddy, who was with me all the way from boot camp, he committed suicide as well.
Oh, my goodness.
At that point,
I didn't even... Oh.
It's a horrific thing to go through. I think it's just it's difficult for so many of these soldiers, these troops, Marines, sailors, airmen, every single one of the branches, they deal with post-traumatic stress disorder a little bit differently. And you're kind of taught, being in the military, that, you know, pain is weakness. And we're trying to work with active heroes and get the message out that, you know, seeking help is the right thing to do. So eventually, after I returned home and my good friend committed suicide, I kind of said, this is it. I can't take this anymore. I have to do something. I have a story to tell, and I need to tell it. And what better way to tell it but, you know, by walking across America? So back in 2010, I set out to walk across America for about 17 months. It took me to walk 7,880 miles. And in every town that I walked to, we gave speeches on, you know, these issues that military families and veterans are facing. Because not only are the veterans suffering from PTSD, but the families are actually dealing with secondary post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a very real thing as well. And,
but your family experience, too. But back in the early 80s, they probably felt like they were alone and they didn't know what it was. And we've certainly come a long way in recognizing the disease. But then it's another thing to say how far we've come with supporting it and eradicating it, and that's exactly what you're doing.
The old train of thought was medication would help it, and it's now become more of there needs to be other approaches. There needs to be sort of like peer-to-peer counseling. There needs to be a holistic approach toward healing these veterans and letting them know that there's a lot of people that are behind them and support them and want to help them, and a lot of times the veterans, they might not reach out because it's a pride issue. And so many of the veterans that we work with, they come home and they lock themselves away in their own rooms, and they just don't come out unless they have to. And we're trying to work, especially with Active Heroes, to kind of combat those different issues and get the veterans back outdoors, getting active in their communities, maybe getting active with volunteer projects, maybe getting active with our physical fitness events, or getting active at our military family retreat that we are now building.
So not only are you providing financial assistance, but now you are creating events and you have tools in place to assist families, other than just distributing funds.
That's correct. So in 2010, okay. After we finished the Hike for Heroes, which was an event, the Walk Across America, we established our financial financial assistance program. About 2 years ago, we got introduced to a lot of great companies and began repairing homes for veterans. That's when we finally really saw just how the community impact affected these veterans that were suffering from PTSD. I can tell you for one instance, a wounded veteran that he was blown up by an IED explosion in Iraq. He lost his leg. When I first met him, he completely was, you know, just destroyed emotionally and didn't understand how he could even turn his life around. And he was locking himself away. He then asked me how that he could turn his life around, and I kind of said to him, well, you got to find some type of passion in life, at which point he said, well, I want to be a pro wrestler. And I thought, then, you know, this guy needs some assistance with that. So we actually finally got him in touch with AAA Wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky. They're called Ohio Valley Wrestling. And now, 2 years later, he has been wrestling with them. And it's amazing to see his transformation, you know, how much he has now got to the point where he's inspiring other wounded veterans to say, you can get off your couch, you can still live a very full life. Then earlier this year, as we were finishing up on our 25th home repair project, we're very lucky to be put into the National Home Depot Contest, in which we won first place across America for a $250,000 grant to begin building a retreat for military families. We're taking a very different approach at this retreat. The first one is going to be in Kentucky, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. And basically, we are allowing public to come in and build long-life relationships with military families because we believe we truly believe the community impact is what's going to help these veterans. But also, throughout the retreat, there will be healing areas for military families to escape.
Sorry, Troy. Rudy's in the studio this morning. I warned everybody. There's not the rock man out there. It's someone else.
We absolutely love dogs. We absolutely love dogs.
Well, I know there's a group out there that also works with dogs to help veterans with PTSD. But let's not get off that track. Let's not get off there. But I want to focus in on you. We're talking right now with Troy Yoakum, who is an Army veteran, served in the infantry. He served our country for 8 years. He was deployed to Iraq back in 2008, came back and had an awakening of, I guess you could call it, about what really happened to his grandfather and then what happened to his buddy. And you went on a mission. You walked across America, 7,800 miles across America to raise awareness about PTSD, and it says here you raised $1.4 million to assist over 1,800 military families. That's quite a hike that you've done there. And, you know, some other things about Troy that people listening should know about. You are a National Volunteer of the Year recipient award recipient, and your 2011 Superhero of the Year. Well, I want to hear more about that, what that is exactly. And then you're a Kentucky Colonel and the Distinguished Phoenix Award recipient?
That's correct. So
I'm sure you have a lot more awards than what's listed here, but those were just some of them. And Troy, it's such an honor to have you on the show after all you've been through and all you've done. You've just worked tirelessly on this cause, and this is something that is so important. And we're going to talk a little later with C.J. Lydon, who is the founder of Stars and Stripes, based in Naperville, more about supporting the members and families and all those that have served our country. But this is just so significant what you're doing, and you're making real progress. And tell us a little bit more about the retreat. Now, this is going to be every year that you're hosting this retreat?
So what we actually did at Active Heroes was we looked at dozens of other, you know, military charities or organizations that were doing sort of vacation-style retreats. And we kind of asked ourselves, well, what's missing? You know, in 2010, 18 veterans a day were committing suicide. And now here we are, 2013, and earlier in January, the Pentagon and VA put out reports that 22 veterans a day were committing suicide.
This is happening now. This is happening right now. 22
happening
a day. can't.
Every day.
This is just, it's an epidemic, and we've got to figure out how we can support these families. We've got to support groups like yours, Active Heroes. You have a website, activeheroes.org. Please, everybody, check them out. See what the goodness can come out of tragedy, and that's what you're doing, Troy. Those numbers are just way too high. That should not be happening.
So, it is a tragedy, and we take approach to helping one after another. You know, we can only, you know, it's hard to realize that the numbers are greater annually in suicide than the total number of deaths that we had in Iraq and Afghanistan combined since both the war started.
That's just mind-boggling. I did not know that. I'm sure a lot of people listening do not know that. And what can we do? What else can we do, Troy?
Well, our board of directors sat down earlier this year, and we said, you know, enough's enough with the veteran suicide. There has to be some type of way that we can assist other than just financial assistance or home repairs. And after winning the contest earlier in May, we decided, you know, let's build this retreat for military families, not just a one-time trip. You know, we took a hard look at a dozen other organizations doing these vacation-style retreats. And we realized most of them are just taking the veterans, or they're taking the children, or some of them are taking the veteran and the spouse. However, they're taking them somewhere away from the public. And we kept thinking back to our home repair projects, and we felt like these veterans that we met personally healed as they worked with the community. And in many cases, built relationships with the volunteers that came in to fix their home. So we said, you know, if we could build a retreat, some type of safe place, a healing place for military families to come, then it would be something that's very different than what these other charities might be doing. So our idea is really focused on integration as part of healing, combined with nature and outdoor activities and physical activities that also combine family bonding experiences is a way that we can at least experiment with this holistic approach, but also give these military families a place that they can go any day of the week for free. We're actually going to have hours of operation, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every single day. We're going to be taking these military families in, specifically Fort Knox, City of Louisville, Lexington, Kentucky, but really any military family across the nation can come and visit. We're hoping that this project succeeds, and then we can launch several more in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, throughout the next couple of years.
That sounds fantastic. The group is called Active Heroes, and we've been talking today to Troy Yoakum, who is the president and founder. He's also a veteran himself, and raising money for the Active Heroes group here. They're a 501c3 charity. Again, the point is to help the veterans, active duty military, and their families by providing programs to combat PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And next Wednesday, will you be there, Troy, at the NIU game, which is going to be televised?
We have a lot of our team in the Chicago area that's going to be coming out. So, I have a golf tournament that's on the same day for several wounded veterans. But I do wish NIU the best. I know it's going to be a difficult game, but I know that NIU's football team is just an amazing team.
Well, they're unstoppable this year. Hats off to our head coach, Rod Carey, and especially to you, Troy Yoakum, for all that you're doing with Active Heroes. You can check out, too, on the about this auction. They're going to be auctioning off these jerseys. There's going to be 99 of them, and they're going to auction them out to the public. And all the proceeds and benefits will go to support Active Heroes. So check out Active Heroes, their website. But to bid on these jerseys, you can go to NIU's website. It's www.niu.activeheroes.org.
The bidding's been going on for several days, and we've already had over $23,000 in bids, but there's still a lot of jerseys. There's over 20 jerseys that still do not have one bid on them yet. The price to get in on a single jersey is $250. And number six is already up to about a $1,000 bid. So a lot of people want that number six. We did a couple of second runs on some of the favorite players, but there is 99 jerseys to bid on. So
I wonder why that number six is so so popular.
I don't know. There might be a Heisman Trophy right there.
Well, let's get everybody, please check out this website. And these jerseys are awesome. They're gorgeous looking jerseys, and they say Harrow on the back too. So you can bid on them, give them away Christmas presents and whatnot. But it's a great cause. And Troy, thank you again for being on the show. Active Heroes, everybody, please check them out. Go to their website, activeheroes.org, and see how you can help make a difference and continue to have goodness come out of this, out of the tragedies that are coming out. 22 veterans a day committing suicide. That's too high, and we need everybody's help to combat this. Thanks again, Troy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So welcome. My goodness. I don't know if thank you is enough for all that this man is doing. We have a bunch of calls coming in. Holy cow. I'm going to take a call. I don't know who this is. I don't have my producer with me today. Beth is out of town, so I'm all by myself running the board. Hey, good morning. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this? Hello? Hi there. Good morning. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this?
It's CJ.
CJ! CJ,
how are you?
Perfect. You know what? I'm just such a nut this morning. I'm running the board by myself, and I don't know what I'm doing. I need a few more lessons on this. CJ Lydon is on the line. We were just talking about you. I was just hanging up the phone with Active Heroes founder Troy Yoakum. Do you know who he is, CJ?
I am familiar with the organization.
I'm putting you on the spot there. CJ Lydon is the founder. I mentioned this earlier. The founder of Stars and Stripes in Naperville, based in Naperville, but your efforts and all that you're doing expand our borders here, and you are a huge volunteer, and I don't know where you get the energy, but you're such a huge supporter and of all the local patriots and families and those members that are serving in the United Armed Forces, and I know you. You're a Naperville resident and a friend of mine, and I've been invited out to many of your meetings, Stars and Stripes meetings, and you just amazing the energy you have and the passion you have to help support our veterans and the troops and even local not-for-profits. So I'm thrilled to have you on the show. Let's talk about Stars and Stripes in Naperville. It's not just for Naperville. It's everybody.
That's
but you're
correct.
Based in Naperville.
Let's
That's talk
correct.
About this. What made you start this group, and what does it, exactly do you do?
It's actually an offshoot of Operation Support Our Troops America. We originally called it Military Network Night, and then we changed the name to Stars and Stripes in Naperville so more people would understand and maybe be attracted to the group to learn more about what they can do to help our veterans, to help our troops, to help our military families, and other people in need. With the not-for-profits that are available to us in our area as well as all over the country, just like Troy, you know, his group. There are so many great organizations, and we as Americans who receive the benefits from our troops serving overseas all over the world and our veterans, we need to learn as a nation, I believe, and I think Naperville does a really good job at honoring and recognizing our veterans. But we can all do something every day, not just on Veterans Day. And I think that's what Stars and Stripes in Naperville is all about, showing what
Tell
need
us what,
there is and how we can
okay.
fill it.
And how can we do something every day?
You know,
what's one thing? Give us like a couple examples what we can do every
that's
day.
That's a great question, Dolly.
Yeah.
One thing that is really nice to see for veterans is when they drive down the streets in the neighborhoods that they see American flags flying.
And in good condition, too.
That's correct.
If they're faded or ripped, I've seen some of those, and I have a passion for that. I actually am a crazy woman. I've actually knocked on someone's door and said, I'm going to get you a new flag because it was shredding on the edges. And that bothers me so much. It should not be like that. You have to take care of it like your own child. And
right.
and that's so important. Okay, I said my two cents. Go ahead, DJ, tell us some more.
It is your show, Dolly. The other thing, too, a lot of our World War II veterans, although unfortunately we don't have as many out there as we would love to still have out there, they are usually, and many veterans, are very proud of the fact that they served, and they will wear their caps. They wear a hat that says World War II veteran or Navy or Army or, in my case, Air Force. I root for the Air Force. Say when you walk by that person, you see that person, look them in the eye, shake their hand if that's okay with you, or just say, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. You see someone, you pull up next to them, you see that they have a bumper sticker or family, my son serves, or, World War II vet or Vietnam. You see it on their plates. You can see their license plates. When you drive by them, wave. Thank you. Any courtesy that you would give to them, it's small, but that might be what they needed that day. Just as Troy said, and you mentioned how many veterans we have that are in a state of mind that they don't know what to do now that they're back in civilian life. If maybe your hello gives them that,
thank you, maybe that
made a difference that day. Someone acknowledged their presence and thanked them that day.
Now, CJ, you mentioned your group is involved with different organizations, so can you tell us some of those not-for-profits that you're a part of? You mentioned Operation Support Our Troops America, which we've had on this show a couple times. Deb Rickert, the founder.
It started
in Naperville, and now it's across America. Everybody knows Operation Support Our Troops America, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time before Stars and Stripes gets out there. When things start in Naperville, there's no telling when it will stop or how big it will grow.
right.
You also
have some
other
of the
groups
that
you're part of.
Yeah. There's... a group that's nationwide called Heroes Care, which kind of addresses some of the things that Troy just spoke about. They're nationwide, and they have a support network for when their families are left here and their loved ones are deployed. So it helps them with counseling to understand what their loved one is possibly going through in deployment and how the families can be prepared for when they return from deployment, which is the piece that is missing. Troy kind of hinted towards that as well. We, as loved ones who are, of course, praying and thinking good thoughts while they're gone, we have to understand that the person that left isn't the same person that's going to come back. So that's what Heroes Care does. They also help with emergency financial aid. They help them with learning how to transfer their skills that they used as an active troop into work skills here at home in the civilian life. So that's
now,
one.
Now, quickly mention some of the other organizations, because I do want to ask you something that I know people at home are thinking this, and I have to say this, it's like the big white elephant here. There's so many groups and organizations helping these veterans. What do you know that the government does when they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and wherever they are in the world, they come back? Is the government, does it have some programs in place? Do they go to a retreat for a week or two to talk to someone? Do they offer counseling? Does the government offer anything? The military, I should say.
Yeah, whenever someone is returned back and comes off of deployment, they do have a counseling session that they go through, that is required, no matter which branch of service. How in-depth it is, that I don't know because I'm not military myself. I'm not a veteran. But they are required to go through a questionnaire. But the problem is, Dolly, when they're asked those questions, if you are having thoughts
they
or
don't
issues,
recognize it.
They're not going to say it because that changes their status. So maybe they can't come back
it.
Then. So and because of the pride and their job is to do their mission, they're not going to say something that would maybe not allow them to go on their next mission.
Okay. I get that. How do people get involved with your Stars and Stripes group? How can we support
it? We meet the first Wednesday of every month in downtown Naperville at a place called Features, and they generously give us the space at no cost, which is wonderful. It's actually right beneath the American Legion Hall. So that's kind of
yes,
that's
it is.
Great.
That's right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we meet at 6:30, and we're usually done about 8:30. And different military and veteran groups come and talk about what it is they offer. So we have, you had mentioned some of the other groups, Pits for Patriots. They rescue pit bulls and then train them for 2 years to be a service dog for our wounded veterans as well as first responders.
Wow.
So that's the
I
group.
I had no idea that was out there. That's fantastic.
Yep. Another thing that's been helping with PTSD.
Rudy's ears just popped up. Everybody knows Rudy's in the studio today with me. He's like, what about me?
Yeah.
No, you're mine, Rudy. You're not going to a veteran's house.
There's also, they've done a lot of study and work with scuba and scuba diving and how that helps with wounded warriors as well because of the buoyancy of the water and the bariatric. It's something with, I'm not a doctor, so excuse my ignorance on this, but somehow it has a great effect on those that are suffering from PTSD. And again, it's the camaraderie. Warrior Scuba Project is one of those. Dive Heart is another one.
I
Operation
saw you mentioned
Blue
Maze
Pride.
Lake on Facebook, CJ.
Yes, Maze Lake.
And I wanted to know more about that. My father used to go out to Maze Lake. This is when I was a very young
Peabody
little
estate.
Girl. Yes, and there were retreats out there that he would do, you know, be a part of. What are they doing to help our veterans at Maze Lake now?
They do have, they actually have one coming up next weekend. And it is for veterans and their families, again, to understand and how to deal with the combat when you come back home, the transition, questions you have. It's all done in confidence. And the great thing is when they have veteran events, there is no charge. They don't even charge for that. These are people donating their time to help the veterans. And, Sally, there's another thing coming up that Operation Support Our Troops is hosting at the College of DuPage on Veterans Night this Monday night at 7 p.m. And it's called, it's a movie called The Welcome. And it's a real look at what happens with our veterans after the war. So that would be great.
Or when
so
they
people,
come back.
You're asking,
right.
Mm-hmm,
wow.
You're asking what people
really?
Can do. Go to see
Tell me
this
again,
movie.
Where is this? Monday night.
This is at the College of DuPage at the auditorium.
Is it a free event or just are they
yes,
asking
it
for
is.
Donations? Okay.
I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's free.
And I bet you'll see a lot
not,
of veterans there. And you can use that as an opportunity this Veterans Day to show your appreciation to the veterans and troops and military families.
Correct.
That's one really good way to do that. Other than checking your flag and making sure it's in great condition. And I know they sell really nice flags and they're very reasonably priced at Russell's Cleaners in downtown Naperville, so if you're in the area. But I'm sure there are lots of great places to go and get good flags. You can get them at Ace Hardware. But then to dispose of the flag, your old flag, there are drop boxes for that. And then the veterans have... they burn them in a very respectable way. People get when they hear that, they're like, what? But they do it in a respectable way. But, all right, so this is this grew out of Operation Support Our Troops, Stars and Stripes. They're based in Naperville. Everyone's welcome to come to their meetings. Do you have, I know you have a Facebook page. Do you have a website too, CJ? Do you want to mention?
No, we don't have a website except for Operation,
okay.
You know, if you go to Operation Support Troops America. But, we have a Facebook page.
Okay. And the Facebook page is just Stars and Stripes.
And Stripes in Naperville. Mm-hmm.
In Naperville. That's right. Okay. Well, CJ Lydon, thank you so much for being on the show. I've been wanting to have you on. This is the perfect time to have you on the month of November. Veterans Day is coming up. Thank you for all of this information and helping us become more aware of PTSD and how we can support our veterans and active military and their families. And thank you so much.
You.
And I want to have you back on the show because I know you're a biker girl, a biker chick, and you and you feel passionate about some things. And I want to have you back on. We're going to talk more about that. CJ Lydon, thanks again, the founder of Stars and Stripes in Naperville. Check out their Facebook page. A lot of
You're
information,
welcome,
a lot of good information there. It's great to have her on the show. All right, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jerry Carlin from Rally
Jerry
for Ryan.
Jerry Carlin from Rally for Ryan. All right, we are transitioning now, folks, to from our veterans to another worthy cause. Every November, there is the Rally for Ryan. And this rally is, their main purpose is to find a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And my friend Jerry Carlin is on, my lifelong friend Jerry is on the line right now. We're going to talk about it. And Jerry, you started the Rally for Ryan with your husband, Marty. And why don't we go into your story a little bit? This is the first time you've been on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We've had Marty on before. I'm so thrilled
yes,
to have Jerry
is.
Finally.
I'm the mom of the group. First of all, Dolly.
Your life changed. Go ahead.
I'd love to thank you for being such a great supporter just of the Rally for Ryan. You were with us since our first year when we really didn't know what we were doing. And unfortunately, a little background, my son Ryan was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy when he was 5. And it's a fatal genetic disorder which affects your muscle strength over time. And unfortunately, the weakness ends you up in a wheelchair, and most of the boys die in their 20s. So as this is extremely devastating, as you can imagine, but my brother Patrick, who you knew, had the same illness, and the medical technology, they told me I was not a carrier, that I could not have another kid, have a kid with this, but since all the improvements in DNA and everything over the years, they were obviously wrong, and little Ryan, who is an angel from heaven, was sent to us. Mm-hmm. So we developed this organization to raise money solely for research to try and find a cure to have the boys live a longer, more productive life. And this is our 5th year coming up. Can't believe it. November 16th.
Yeah, but it's Ryan, you found out about this, that Ryan had this when he was a 4th grader. Now, how old is he now?
He's in 6th grade.
Okay.
So he's 11.
Yeah. So how is, when you first found out, I mean, how were you able to recognize this? Did something strike you as odd?
The biggest clue, he loves hockey, and he was trying to be on this little mite hockey team, and he was taking lessons, and he had a lot of trouble getting up from the ice. And I just, being a nurse and with my brother's history, I thought, you know, maybe we should get a blood test, although I thought, well, this is silly because I'm not a carrier, so, you know, but I took him that day to the doctor, and I said, you know, I just want to get this to make sure. I just thought maybe he needed some therapy. My other daughter was a little uncoordinated when she was younger, and I thought, well, maybe he just needs some therapy. And then they do the blood test. They called the next day and said he had muscular dystrophy, Duchenne. So it was the worst day of my life, I can tell you. And it was also tax day, as my husband will remind you. But no, it was just a horrific day because you can't even believe.
We can't imagine what you're going through when you hear that, especially when you thought that you weren't a carrier and that there's no way. And can't imagine that, because really, you know, this is progressive and it's fatal. And so you're basically looking at your child. I can't imagine you looking at your child and you're knowing that your days with him could be numbered.
Well,
but then
I
sprung into action. You sprung into action, started this foundation, and there's already been progress in...
Yes,
I'm so proud, Jerry. Let me just mention this really quick. I am going to be the MC again this year, as I've done since you started, and I'm so proud to be a part of this. And every year you have this doctor who his son has... Duchenne muscular dystrophy as well. And he talks about the progress that's being made. And it's not miles of progress, but it's, you know, one block at a time. It's building. And that gives such hope. And, you know, the money you raise, it's amazing when I come to this every year how many people are in the room. You have over 400 people in the room, and every year it grows and grows and grows. And and the support and the love in the room is overwhelming. If you've never experienced a rally for Ryan, I'm sure there are still tickets available, and you can check. I think you could buy them online, right, Jerry? Is that right?
Right. You can go on the website, rallyforryan.org, and buy tickets on the website. Yeah, it's the most exciting time in Duchenne research is now. They actually have a pipeline of projects set up that they are actually getting the funding for to work on. You know, as you can imagine, mm-hmm. money is, of course, the biggest obstacle to finding a cure for any illness. But when you have a rare disease, it's even more difficult because mm-hmm. people don't know about it.
It's rare, but it's also the most common form of childhood muscular dystrophy.
Right.
That's the
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And,
we work with the MDA, and they, you know, they do a lot of the funding, and we've picked certain projects. We've sent money to them. We also were involved with the Muscle Walk in Chicago at Soldier Field, and we donated $50,000 from Rally for Ryan. And that, in turn, we put out a call of action to be matched by other Duchenne families in the area. And we ended up with a grand total of $119,000, which was incredible. And that money went to a drug trial, technical SMT 1100, which now has gone into phase 1B, went from 1A to 1B. So when we pull our money together as a Duchenne community, we can get these things moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's every dollar matters because we can leverage it, we can double it, we can figure out a way to get it in the right hands to keep this
right.
vital research going.
Well, we're talking right now, if you're just joining us, I am talking to Jerry Carlin, the co-founder of Rally for Ryan, and she's also the mother of Ryan. And this Rally for Ryan is rally to find a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most common form of childhood muscular dystrophy out there. A lot of people don't know that. And it's very progressive, and it's a fatal muscle disorder which affects boys and young men. And it causes, maybe you can explain a little bit, the loss of muscle function, basically. And eventually, these boys end up in wheelchairs, and eventually then it's, do they have... What eventually? Does the heart just stop? It's a muscle.
Yeah, well, eventually every muscle cell, when most people work out, they tear the muscle cell, and then it knits back together stronger,
right.
which makes your muscles bigger. Well, when the membrane of a Duchenne child's muscle cell breaks, it's lost forever. So there's no rebuilding
wow.
muscle. There's no growing. There's no muscle coming back. So as you can imagine, you're... diaphragms of muscle, so with your breathing, there's a lot of respiratory pneumonia problems, but usually it's the heart failure that is the biggest problem because your heart is a muscle as well. So we've also donated money from last year's rally to a cardiac initiative, which they are also studying the heart, and they have the first ever implant for the left ventricle that could probably sustain life if the heart failure becomes grave condition. So that's just in the beginning stages. But Ryan luckily is young enough that these trials and these experimental things are really changing their lives, which is exciting.
And what is life like right now for Ryan and in your family? Tell us how you're dealing with this.
Well,
and what.
Luckily, Ryan, you know, he cracks jokes all the time, and he's always just having a good time. He, like, you know, you wouldn't know by looking at him if there's anything even wrong with him. But in the morning, you have to get him out of bed, you have to brush his teeth, you have to get him dressed. You know, most 11-year-olds get up and bounce down the stairs or what have you. I mean, he's pretty functional by himself right now. He walks. Thank God he's walking. He's one of the few boys at 11 that looks so well amongst his peers. He's doing very well. We do aquatic therapy, and we have a compounded mix of vitamins and natural stuff that we do for him as well. So he has a stretching program at school. He has lots of friends. So somehow through it all each day we get through it. But I think when I see that smile on his face, that's all I care about. The rest, you know, none of us is guaranteed tomorrow, so we have to live for today.
That's a very important message, and that's something that, you know, when I've attended the rallies and just being, I'm honored to be your friend, Jerry. We've been lifelong friends, but one thing that strikes me about your family, and that's just so amazing, is you're dealing with this illness that is such a, will be such a tragedy, and it is, but you do live every day. And you're right. Tomorrow is not promised, but you know, I'm just amazed when I'm around your family, all the laughter, and how you're really living. You're not just waiting for this to happen, or you know, you're really living and laughing and smiling. And boy, in the back of your head, though, is it always there that you're thinking?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's always there.
As a mother,
every moment you want to just, you know, put in your brain that you'll never forget. Because every moment's important, and you don't know which will be a last time. Is this the last time you can go to a resort and swim? Is this the last time he'll be able to, you know, you just don't know when that last time will be to do the things he loves to do. And the hardest part really is he's such an athlete, and he is watching him have to be on the sidelines when he wants to be in the mix. That is extremely difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just the fact that he's very blessed. Right now he has a lot of good friends, but as time goes on, there's challenges with friendships. When you're in a wheelchair, you can't just jump in the car and go, and a lot of logistical issues arise, you know, emotionally. They're not where their friends are, where they want to be. So some days are a struggle, but for the most part, we just try and take it in stride. And it's been 5 years, you know. The first 6 months, I think I laid in bed and cried myself to sleep every night. And I have nights now I cry myself to sleep.
Yeah,
But then I'll go to the grocery store, or I'll go somewhere in Naperville, or and I'll see someone from the rally, and then it just makes my day even better. Like, I think, oh, thank God I have people that I know would be here in a second from our community to help with whatever we needed. This year we have 30 teachers attending our event. We have our White Eagle Elementary School attending and the Still Middle School faculty, and they have been Ryan's lifeline with stretching programs and therapy and just keeping him up to date and keeping him involved in school. They've just been fantastic. So I was
driving
so middle school, and he's just jumped right in, and he's like, Mom, you know, I'm in middle school. So,
well,
like any 11-year-old would be, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, he's just an adorable boy. And there's no stopping him. He's just your typical 11-year-old boy. Lots of energy and desire to keep moving, and he's just adorable. And he's the youngest of four kids.
He's got
three older sisters that just adore him and dote over him, and it's so neat to see. If you're just joining us now, Ryan is an adorable 11-year-old boy. He lives in Naperville, which is a suburb of Chicago, and he was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy on April 15, 2008. The family's life changed forever. This is a genetic disease that affects one in 3,500 boys. And there is no cure right now. But the rally for Ryan, the Carlin family has worked, I can tell you, with tremendous effort. You're just unstoppable. And we're gonna find a cure. We're gonna definitely find a cure, and hopefully before anything happens to Ryan. Rallyforryan.org. The tickets are still available. Jerry, you're an incredible mama and an inspiration to so many moms, because you do.
Oh.
You smile, you laugh, and you live every day, and I guess that's another important lesson about this disease, is you don't just sit there and wait for it to take you or your son. You guys are just, you're fighting it every day, and you're living life every day, and that's just such an inspiration. The event is November 16th at the White Eagle Golf Club, right?
Golf Club, yep.
And it's really a fun night. You're going to have some celebrities there, too, I hear.
We're having a couple of sports players who I don't want to say in case, because sometimes they have so many commitments they can't get to all of them.
But there's a lot of them invited, so we'll see who shows up.
We're having
last
Dolly.
Year, Bill Cartwright was there.
Yeah.
That was a fun time. My neck was aching me after that, after hanging with Bill Cartwright. My head, you know, all the way back looking up at him. He was such a great guy, and he donated a dinner and a basketball game. It was really fun, so it was great to see him there.
It is a great night. It's food and open bar, and there's live auction. We have Dolly. We have a new band this year, AKA, which performs, and we have the Arthur Murray Dancers are dancing. So it's a fun night of events for a worthy cause, and we try to celebrate Ryan's life that day as we're trying to plug through to get a cure. So
yes,
we're looking forward
to
it again.
We are, and we celebrate the Carlin family and all you do. Really, it's amazing what you guys have done. Such an inspiring family, and I love you all so much. I'm going to just say that.
Oh,
love you guys so much for your friendship, and I'm with you through this battle. We all are. So
thank
please
you. You've been
check
there
out their
from
website
the beginning.
And come join us. It's a really fun night. Jerry's going to sing, right?
No, my daughter's going to sing, not me.
And Arthur Murray is going to be dancing. Arthur Murray is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm so excited that they'll be there. I don't think
they're fantastic.
They are really
loved. The crowd loved him last year.
We got to do a shout out to our friend Joel Langer too, who's going to be the auctioneer. The auction is it's just a brief period, a live auction, and it's really fun. So hello to Joel. I know he listens to the show.
We have raffle tickets available on our website. The grand prize is Skybox to a Blackhawks game on January 17th with all the food, drink, a limo ride there and back. Our second prize is Seinfeld autograph cast picture. And third prize is a $300 Home Depot gift card. So you can also get raffles online if you're not able to join us, rallyforryan.org. Thanks so much, Dolly.
Oh, you're so welcome. Glad you mentioned that raffle. All right. Thanks, Jerry. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
And
okay.
Happy birthday.
Right.
Jerry just celebrated her 50th birthday.
No, thank you.
You don't even look it. You look bad, my friend. All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks.
Bye,
Jerry.
All right. Hey, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hi, this is Hallie Hudson calling from Tri-City Family Services.
Hi, Hallie. This is Dolly.
Hi. Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
You're so welcome. I have no one screening my calls today. My producer's out of town, so I'm picking up random calls and hoping for the best. No, I'm just kidding. Usually I have a caller or two, and I'm just getting I'm getting lucky here. I'm hitting all the guests that should be on the show in the perfect order.
Well,
Hallie Hudson,
yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be on the show today.
Family Services. They are based in Geneva, Illinois?
Yes, we're based in Geneva off of Randall Road.
It's a not-for-profit, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, we are sponsoring the 5th annual Snowflake Shuffle. It's a 5K walk-run. You can run or walk, whatever you want to do. But let's talk about Tri-City Family Services first. This is a not-for-profit, and they serve, it's an agency that serves the community and organizations of Central Kane County, which is a big area. Tell us what what this group is dedicated to doing.
Absolutely. Tri-City Family Services, we are a local leader in providing counseling and other mental health services to the community. And in our 2013 fiscal year, we actually provided these services to over 4,000 individuals. And at TCFS, I know it's a huge number, but at TCFS, no one is ever denied services based on an inability to pay, and our services are accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm. So you also can serve veterans. We've been talking about veterans a lot on this show.
Yes, I heard that. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We offer our services across the family life cycle, so children, adolescents, and adults. We are a family-focused agency, so we'd like to see the family together to address their problems and their struggles so we can help them overcome those.
Well, that makes perfect sense, because even with our veterans, PTSD affects the entire family. So to offer support to everyone, I mean, that really is so important, because it is really important to get to the person that needs it the most, that's struggling with it. But then you realize, you know, there's kids involved that are dealing with, you know, whatever that the, mm-hmm. you know, the, I don't want to say, whatever their outcome is, however it manifests, they have to deal with
well,
that.
Well, absolutely. So, yeah, mental health, when it affects our individual, it affects their entire family and the people that mm-hmm. they love and that they interface with every day. So it can kind of have a trickle-down effect. So mm-hmm. that is why we like to have the counseling sessions with the entire family together.
Yeah. And this is a not-for-profit. Our good friend Jim DeChula was on a couple of months ago. We talked about Tri-City Family Services, and I was honored to be able to make the gala that was earlier in this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was honored to be a part of that, and now with the Snowflake Shuffle coming up, so thrilled to be a part of that. I hear that Santa Claus is going to be there, so this is going to be a great family event.
Absolutely. It's so fun. We're so excited.
Tell us more about this event. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is our fifth annual Snowflake Shuffle, and it's a run or walk, so we do encourage walkers to participate as well. It will be held on Saturday, December 7th at the Mill Creek Clubhouse and Subdivision, and that's in Geneva. Our Snowflake Shuffle is a holiday-inspired, family-friendly event, as you were saying, and it raises money and awareness for our agency.
And it's going to be a great time. I don't know if I'm going to be running. I might do a little bit of both. But I hear
well, that's absolutely fine, Dolly. We welcome all ages, runners, walkers, and even strollers, and dogs are allowed to. Dogs are allowed
dogs
as long
too.
As they stay outside, though.
Yeah. Well, that'll be great. That is fantastic. So the whole family could come out, even little Fido. And if you're just joining us now, we've been talking to Hallie Hudson, who's with Tri-City Family Services. Hallie, what do you do with Tri-City exactly when you're not on the phone with Dolly McCarthy?
I'm a development associate. I'm the development associate for Tri-City Family Services, and I handle all of our public relations, volunteer management, fundraising events, so kind of the jack of all trades over here. It's a wonderful agency that I'm very blessed to be a part of.
It sure is. My friend Jim, that is his passion. Jim works with BMO Harris Bank, but his passion, he loves his job. Let me just put that out there. But his passion is Tri-City Family Services. Every time I see him, he's talking about Tri-City Family Services. It's a wonderful not-for-profit. You are a leader amongst agencies providing counseling and mental health services for families, children, teens, veterans. And now let me ask you one question. These services, are they provided for free, or is it part of you go through the insurance or discounted?
It is situational per individual or family. Mm-hmm. We offer our services on a sliding fee scale, and we do accept different insurances as well as Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Very good to know. All right, so the Snowflake Shuffle is coming up. Register online. Where can we register?
Yeah. Participants can register online at www.tricityfamilieservices.org, or they can call 630-232-1070.
All right, fantastic. Okay, well, I will be out there. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this, and we'll be talking more about it as the weeks go on and reminding you all to register. But you might want to register early because there's going to be chips, too, so there's going to be tech shirts. That's what you called it.
Yes,
tech shirts.
The race is professionally chip-timed. It's a USATF-certified course, and participants who register by November 27th will receive a long-sleeve tech T-shirt.
All right, fantastic. And it's only $25, everybody, so round up the family. Kids are only 15. It's only $10 for the youth mile, and children under 5 are absolutely free. Bring them out in the strollers, and definitely stop by and say hi to me. I'll be at the check-in area, and then I'll be walk-running the race. I would love to have you all come out and join me for such a worthy cause and group. Thanks so much. Hallie Hudson with Tri-City Family Services. Thanks so much for being on the show, Hallie.
Thank you, Dolly. We'll see you on race day.
Oh, yes, for sure. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. I'll have more information on that on our Facebook page. But we're getting down to the end of the show. Time now for our Good Inspiration segment with public speaker and author Michelle Lynn Guss. I was going to have a drum roll. I forgot to pull that. Michelle, good morning, Michelle.
I'll forgive you. Good morning. I'm not used to having one anyway.
Last week we talked about rejection. We have a new topic this week, but let me just tell you about last week. So everybody knows, I was talking about my daughter, how she was trying out for cheerleading, and I was so afraid that on Halloween night, of all nights, they were going to tell the girls if they made it or not. But thank God she
made
it. I remember. So
yay.
I deserved that one. But, you know, there's going to be more to come. It happens. But just wanted to give you all an FYI on that one. Rachel did make the cheerleading team, so I didn't have to deal with that rejection talk. But
we talk about
responsibilities and putting the schedule on the calendar. So many life lessons here. But this week's segment, our Good Inspiration segment with Michelle and Guss, we're going to be talking about, you know, remembering the love that's around us. So, Michelle, take it away. What is it that we can learn from you today?
I have to tell you, it's really hard for me after the show you've had to not talk about suicide, because that is my background. And so I'd like to just put my two cents in and say that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't, you know, I was president of the American Association of Suicidology. I've lost my sister, Suzette. I've spoken all around the world, written about it, and it's hard. And actually, I'm leaving for Hawaii on Sunday to do several talks on breaking down stigma, because as everybody was talking about, we have a problem in our military. And I'll be going to do talks for people in the Army and for service members, for officials. And I was trying to think, what would be the one thing, because I do need to, people are expecting me to talk about feeling the love around us, but what is the one thing I could say? And having spoken about this for so long, having given, you know, been in schools and groups and you name it, about everything about suicide, the one thing that Ed Schneidman, who was the founder of the entire field, said, and in his last years of his life that he came back to, it's ultimately about connection. And he said, we've gotten so far away from the ultimately just asking people these two questions, where does it hurt and how can I help? And so I always come back to that, because that truly is what it's about.
I don't know what to say. That is perfect. I mean, you're absolutely right. Connection and love goes hand in hand. It's about reaching out. And that's what our veterans need, and everybody around us, you know.
Absolutely. And that can go for anybody. If you're worried about anybody, if you know somebody who's lost someone, it doesn't matter. We just are connections, as much as we are connected by Facebook and social media and texting, and that's part of this whole love thing. That what's happening is people get, they check out, they build up walls, and we get caught up in ourselves, we get caught up in our pain and our stress, and we forget about the love around us, and it's so simple. Mm-hmm.
How do we change? If you're getting turned off by the world around you, how does this happen, and how do we change it, and how do we feel the love again?
Well, the first thing you have to do is be aware of it. And sometimes you're not even aware of it. I've been with people who they're puzzled, and you look at them. And, I mean, it sounds silly to say you need to feel the love, but really you need to feel the love. And mm-hmm. when, their eyes open, like, I really have been shut down like that. And so the first thing is the acknowledgement, is saying, wow, you know, I'm really shut down. I don't feel anything. And here you may have, for some people, I was going to say children, but then I was also going to say dogs have come up periodically in the last hour or so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have four of them, and they're constantly, they're not at the moment, but they're constantly looking at me, and, you know, they're there, and that's love right there. But then it's like, no, I don't have time. I have to do this. I have to do that. And so the first thing is acknowledgement, but the second thing is to be aware of the simple things around you, that you know, that happiness that your dog is happy to see you, even if you just walked out the door to put the garbage can at the street and you come back in and they're barking and all excited. I mean, you think you would have left for 3 hours. And or children or, you know, whoever's in your life, your, you know, whatever relationships you have in your life, is to just that simple smile. And you, and if somebody wants to spend a little time with you, that's, you're giving them love and they're giving you love. And it's also just around us. I don't know if the sun is shining there today. You know, I'm in Albuquerque where the sun shines almost every day. And I know I say this often about the weather, but the weather is important. It's what happens around us. And so little things in life, seeing the flowers bloom or smiling at somebody at the grocery store, saying hi to somebody as you're walking to your car and they're coming out with their cart, those little things are love because life is about love. And so the first step is to be grateful for the little things, and that helps to start to break down those walls to get to the bigger pieces that we just feel really turned off. But we have to start small. We can't just wake up one. It's not going to happen. We're not going to wake up one day and feel all the love in the world because it's not. But it's like taking little steps. Yeah. And little steps are going to, and we're going to feel so much better when we do that.
I like what you said about even smiling at the lady at the grocery store. I mean, how often do you get in that line? It's finally your turn and getting your groceries up there and you just whip out your credit card or your money and you hand it over and you don't even look at the person and say hi.
No.
You know, that's a good point. And CJ Lydon from Stars and Stripes had reminded us too about when you see a veteran, you see someone in the military, you know, go up and ask them their name and thank them. Oh, that means the world to them. Having spoken to veterans that I hang out once in a while at the VFW Hall over there on Jackson Avenue in downtown Naperville, and I talk to those veterans, and that makes their day. Because you have no idea the sacrifice they've made, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally and their families. And not everybody comes back and has PTSD, but many do, as we might have heard earlier, Michelle, 22 suicides, you did, because you are a suicide expert. You did hear this, and that's why you were talking about this. 22 a day, that's way too many.
We have a huge problem. It is an epidemic. It's a problem.
So to help eradicate it, you know, we have to do, like you said, the little things in life that really can make someone's day. Carry them through. You never know what someone's going through, right?
No, you don't. You don't. And when you're the checker in the grocery, I mean, I joke around with the checkers a lot. And I could be in the worst mood because I've had to wait too long. But it's not their fault, generally. Yeah. I mean, and they're just doing their job, and they can't control that the last person who came before you had two carts full of stuff. It happens. The best thing to do is laugh about it.
Yeah. Well, I love being inspired by you, Michelle, every week. You can check out Michelle, her website, and she's got a Facebook and a Twitter, and be inspired by her every day. www.inspiredbymichelle.com. Check her out. I love ending the show on a good note with Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. And next week.
Thank you.
We have a sneak peek.
Next week.
Do you have a sneak peek into next week?
Well, I'll be calling from Hawaii, and I'm actually going to do something
Hawaii?
A little.
Hawaii?
Yeah, because I'll be.
Well,
I'll
need
be in
to
Hawaii.
Be with you there.
Well, you can come right along.
Holy cow!
And
never been.
So I'm going to do something a little different next week. Surfing. I've taken up surfing in the last 2 years. That, as you know, is what part of my Conversations with the Water book is about, and the difference it's made in my life. And I'm going to have a chance to surf on the North Shore on Tuesday, which is something I didn't get to do last time I was there. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what surfing has done for me, because there's been many things that I've learned from it. And so we all have things that happen in our lives and experiences, and it's sort of one thing's built on another. So I'll be calling in from Hawaii to talk about that.
I love that. You never were a surfer, and you took it up recently. It's
at
nice.
39.
It's never too late to try something new, like surfing.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks again for joining us in our good inspiration segment on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We'll see you next week, Michelle.
Thank you.
From Hawaii.
Have a good week.
Live from Hawaii.
That's right.
Can we hear some of those waves, too? Can you think you could do the
show
from
the
beach? Well, we'll
no,
we hope
probably
we
not
that.
Because...
Hmm.
Well, it'll be very early in the morning. I'll be 4 hours behind you.
Oh, my goodness. So. Well, thank you for that sacrifice for next week. We appreciate it. All right, Michelle.
I'm all about consistency.
Right. You're the best. Thanks, Michelle. All right.
Thank you, Dolly.
And with that, everybody, reminding you, as I always do at the end of my show, to stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to all my good guests this week that were on, Amy Bryant from DuPage Credit Union, C.J. Leiden from Stars and Stripes in Naperville, Troy Yoakum from Active Heroes. Check out activeheroes.org. Jerry Carlin from The Rally for Ryan, and Hallie Hudson from Tri-City Family Services. And last but not least, Michelle Lynn Gust, who is a contributor to our Good Inspiration segment. I had a lot of good guests this week, a lot of good information. I feel so inspired, and I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to run into a veteran, because you know what? He's not just going to get a thank you from me or her. They're going to get a big old hug. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And, hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Do me a favor. Like it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back next week and listen in for another hour or so of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, I got you. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice, that sugar is fine.